the Voice of One Witness radio program, and I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy, and Mom is gone, so here I am, and I'm excited to be here. Thank God for it. Man, if you have just tuned in Friday, where have you been? We have been talking about war, and we're going to get back what is ours, and we got to get the wimpiness and the weakness out of the body of Christ and get that inner warrior in you wakened up. And wake up the mighty men, the Lord said. Let the weak, don't say you're weak, say you're strong, and fight the good fight. It's a good fight. Occupy till Jesus comes. We are the triumphant church, but we do not need to become a soft, wimpy church. And that's what we talked about all through this past week. So you need to get this so you can catch up. But I have been talking about the Lord said that he said to me that the church is in the state of Gideon 1 instead of Gideon 2. And what he's talking about is in Gideon 1, when he first went to Gideon and they're surrounded by hundreds of thousands and getting ready to be attacked and killed, he said, "You mighty man of valor, you warrior." And he's like, and he comes back with all these questions. And the Lord said, that's kind of the state of the church now. They're questioning me. What do you mean? Me? And then he questioned him. I got him in my notes if you're hearing these pages turn. he questioned him. "Have you befallen us, God? Where are all the miracles our father told us about? Why have you left us, forsaken us? Why have you delivered us to our enemies?" Well, that wasn't no warrior who God went to. But do you realize that God still saw him as a mighty man of valor? And he still sees you as a mighty man and woman of valor. So that was not the issue. You are a mighty woman or man of valor. You are a warrior. It's just what position are you fighting from? And what's the mentality of all this? Because if you're questioning why things are happening around you and what is happening to you, you don't have the warrior mentality of the Holy Spirit in you dominating you yet. But notice that he finally clicks and he finally understands with some convincing from God that I am with you, and the Holy Spirit in verse 34 of Judges 6 takes total possession of him and he becomes that champion who God created, the same with you. And when that happens, all momentum shifts, everything changes. And now he said, now Gideon. Now watch Gideon 2. Gideon 1 was questioning, "I can't do it. You got the worst. I'm the worst of the least of this and that." But God says, still sees the warrior in him. But Gideon 2, God comes back and says, "You've got too many, Gideon." And he says, "Yes, sir. What do you want me to do?" Now that's the warrior mentality we got to get back, church. What? "Yes, sir. What do you want us to do? God, what do you want me to do? This is what we do. This is what the word says to do. This is what we're going to do." And he goes and says, "Well, I want you to cut them down. Ask how many are afraid." And 22,000 raise their hands. 22,000 wimps raise their hands. And he goes, he's going to go out there with 10,000 against 120,000. And then the Lord says, "No, you still got too many. I want everybody to know this is God. I want everybody to know this is me." And so he says, "Okay, what do you want me to do?" Well, we all know the water story where they go to their knees or they lap it out like a dog. And he takes 300. Well, it didn't matter to Gideon. He'd have went by himself at that particular time because God was with him and the Spirit of the Lord had totally clothed him. And I want to tell you something, church. It's time we get back to that state. Not why, God, where have you been? Why have you forsaken me? No, there's an enemy. There's an enemy who's out to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come to give you life and the good life, and you may have it abundantly. What Jesus was saying is, there is a good life, but you better be ready to fight for it because there is a thief with a different agenda. So get ready, train, be loyal, committed. You know, nobody trains like the military, and we're in God's military. The military is loyal, committed to protect what's theirs and their boundaries. Thank God for these men and women. They know the importance of unity in winning a battle. They are drilled in diligence and skill for the sake of their nation and their loved ones. And again, thank God for them. But what about the body of Christ, the army of the Lord? The military in real, they know that training pays off, especially on surprise attacks. For months, they spent jumping up at the crack of dawn. They repeated examinations of their weapons, it causes them to respond without even much thought. And these constant drills places a law inside of them, not a formula, a law. Weeks of crawling through the fields with bullets flying over their head and training causes them to face obstacles without fear. They are trained and equipped, but are we, body of Christ? even when we don't, even when they don't feel like, you know, cleaning their gun, or even though we don't feel like reading our Bible, we should do it anyway, because the Bible is alive. And whenever you feel dead, it's the truth. It's your weapon. Learn to pull it out. Learn to feed yourself. The military doesn't always want to pull out their rifles and take it apart and clean it and put it back together, but they understand that that weapon will one day save their life in combat. And it's the same with the Word of God. It's the same with pleading the blood. It's the same with rejoicing your strength. It's the same with praying. It will cleanse you and it will protect you. Because it is war out here. And the whole theme of this thing, of the Bible, has been war. And in Exodus, God goes to war to set his captive people free with blood, hail, locust, darkness, death, plague after plague, the Red Sea, drowning. I mean, war, you know, to get to the promised land. Joshua battled Jericho. Israel battled the Canaanites, Philistines, the Midianites, the Egyptians, the Babylons, and so on. Deborah went to war. Gideon went to war. King David went to war. Elijah went to war. Jehoshaphat went to war. Daniel, when he prayed for 21 days, the angels came down and go, it took 21 days. Why? Because we were at war with the prince of Persia. It's war. And it's not just the Old Testament. And somebody needs to start getting the picture of this thing. Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, I did not come to bring peace on earth, but a sword. And we know that when he comes, Jesus' birth involved war. In Revelations, we always talk about the other birth. You never see the plays with the little kids on the real battle. Jesus' whole life, he kicked out demons. He uses authority. He rebuked storms. He confronted Pharisees and with loud voices wakes Lazarus, and a loud voice clears out Jairus' house and defeats Satan at the Mount of Temptation and the cross and hell. And all of this was his life. And Jesus, when he returns, it'll be on a mounted steed of war with his robe dipped in blood, armed for battle with armies which were in heaven following him. War is not just one of many themes in the battle. It's the whole backdrop for the whole story. It's war. And even in the flesh, 1 Peter 2:11 says, fleshly lust will war against your soul and against your mind. So God has a warring mentality. Jesus has it. Paul had it. Satan has it. Your flesh has it. How about us? What about our mentality? Well, meanwhile, God says, wake up. Paul tells us to arm ourselves in Ephesians 6 with the armor of the Lord. And the very first one of the armor is the belt of truth. And by getting a solid grip on our situation, we can have some clarity on what's going on around us and why things are happening to us, because it is the end times and it is war. Thank God for Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection, and we are the triumphant church, but we can't lose the warring mentality. We've got to get this momentum to shift and fight the good fight of faith. And it's a fight, but it's a good fight. And you can win this thing. We're winning it right now, but we have to be the warriors and wake up this inner warrior, because the sooner we understand it's war, then we will know what is happening around us and why things are happening to us. Now, I have got something that I wanted to read, if I can find it real quick. It is an oath of a warrior. And the Lord told me to write this down and have people recommit themselves in this army of the Lord. And I have put down here the oath of a warrior. And I wrote it down under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he said, I, and then you put your name there, first and foremost. And if you want to say this with me, do it. Say, I first and foremost ask for your forgiveness, Lord, from any sin or slothfulness in my life. I fully accept your forgiveness, and I thank you for it. I fully accept my calling as a warrior in your army, and I will obey your commandments. I will understand the truth. Because it's war. I will fight tactically, strategically, and aggressively. I will prepare myself for war. I will wake up and be aware. I will arm myself with the whole armor of God. I will not speak weakness, and I will not forsake the assembly. And I will stop the accuser, because I am anointed to fight like a warrior on a level that the world and even hell is not familiar with, all for your glory, God. because a champion and a warrior is my profession. That is what I have been called to do and called to be. Now, we have had a week long on It's War, and we have a series. If you want to write in and get this series, just write in and get it. But I want to tell you a little bit about our 10th annual youth rally, because we are going to train the youth in Branson, Missouri, July 26th through the 30th to be warriors. It's going to be an It's War campaign. They're going to leave there, I'm going to tell you, ready to fight. Yes, they know the position in occupying in the triumphant church, but they're going to have a war mentality. They're not going to leave there soft. They're not going to leave there passive. They're going to leave there aggressively, and they're going to go get some demons and cut their heads off in the name of Jesus. They are going to get their schools back. They are going to get their families back. And if you, whatever you do in the sound of my voice, you need to get, pray about this and get your youth at this rally. God, the presence of God is always there. We have signs, wonders, and miracles. We have me, Billy Brim, Mom, Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson's Go Ministries, and we have some great athletes who show up. But not only do we have the great presence of God and miracles, but we have great fun. We go to Whitewater where they give us the whole park to ourselves. We go to the showboat Branson Bell where we get the whole boat to ourselves. We go to the roller coasters, what is that called, Silver Dollar City, and go riding those rides. And we've got a new meeting place that holds 2,600 seats, and it's just absolutely God told me to do it, and we're doing it. And so I encourage you to be there. And if you want more information about any of this or Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can log on to our websites at www.billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. And you can log into my website, www.champions, with an S, champions for the number 4, Christ.org. That's www.champions4Christ.org. And that's the 10th annual youth rally, Champions for Christ. We call it C4C. And I don't care what your age is, come on. And there's still a little bit of time to get that pre-registration. And we are going to get our mentality of warriors like never before. No wimps, no weak Christians. We're going to train them to be strong, mighty conquerors who they already are. And I'm so thankful that you tuned in all week. And just remember that we are champions for Christ. And my name is Chip Brim, filling in for Billy Brim. And I know she would say shalom. I'm leaving you with It's War.